I served at the diocese in Green Bay for 12 years. And they were good years, the first five as vocation director, and then the last seven as vicar for clergy. My last 2 years, I worked very closely with Father Dan Felton, who was beginning to serve full-time in Green Bay at that period. And Father Dan had asked me in his first year for me to stay on one more year beyond what was planned to help with his transition into his role there. And as many of you know, who can say no to Father Dan? So I stayed that extra year. And that extra year, my last year at the diocese, was the hardest year of my priesthood. So thank you, Father Dan. I loved working with all the priests and getting to know them in a deeper way. And yet, in case you haven't noticed, priests are people too. And like all people, priests at times have problems. And part of my job was to deal with priest problems, and that year I had extra opportunity to do so. I remember praying during that year, wondering what God was doing, why this year was so difficult. I remember telling Bishop Ricken that while I kept praying, I felt like I was just treading water spiritually. I found it hard to experience any good vibes or feelings that once in a great while come in prayer. My prayer was much more quiet, even silent, and treading water, just keeping my head above water spiritually, was the best I could do at that time. Sometimes we have periods in our lives when we have a hard time knowing if God is listening. Sometimes God seems rather silent. We question whether he is there and listening. That certainly seems to be the experience of the Canaanite woman in today's gospel. She went to the Lord to ask for help for her daughter, a sincere request, not for herself, but for someone else. And yet Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. The disciples were, in their sinfulness, trying to send her away, for she was a foreigner. Jesus himself seemed to play a bit hard to get. It would have been so easy for the woman to give up and walk away. Yet, that is not what she did. She hung in there. She persisted. She kept going to Jesus, simply saying, "Lord, help me." In her persistence, Jesus saw her great faith. And her daughter was healed. Sometimes it is hard to hear God, like Father Budi talked about last weekend, or like Elijah in last Sunday's first reading. Elijah and Father Budi were both looking for the Lord in a powerful way. Elijah looked for God in the earthquake, and the strong wind and the fire, but God was not there. Elijah remained at the edge of the cave, continuing to wait for God to come. And God did come in the form of a tiny whispering sound. For Father Budi, it meant going on retreat at Camp Tekakwitha, even when he did not want to go. And there God spoke to him through the Eucharist on the altar. They showed up. Elijah at the edge of the cave to wait, Father Budi at the retreat. God spoke to each of them in a quiet way they did not expect. What do we do when it is hard to hear God or to believe that He is there and caring for us? A number of the saints tell us some similar things. They encourage us to just keep praying. Keep showing up with God. Don't worry if there are not any fireworks or warm, fuzzy feelings in our prayer. Simply continue to spend time with God. Be good with just simple, short prayers. And be okay with simply knowing that God is there, even if we don't feel that way. Be childlike and simply trust in God's presence. Be persistent. That is what the Canaanite woman did. She just kept going to Jesus, no matter what. That was her faith, the faith Jesus saw and commended. Sometimes when life is hard and we feel like no one is listening, or we're simply treading water just to stay afloat, we just need to remember that God is with us. God does not leave us. For the past several years, at the suggestion of Bishop Ricken, we've been adding more quiet time to Mass. We need that quiet in our prayer, because sometimes it's hard to remember that God is here with us, listening to us, loving us. And sometimes it is just in that quiet moment that we hear the tiny whispering sound of God. Sometimes in an unexpected moment of gazing upon Christ in the Eucharist on the altar, we experience the depth of His love. Christ is here today, in this place, at this time, wanting to love us. Let's take a moment of quiet and allow Him to do so.